Friends, so far we have seen in venture capital basic, that is overview. Thereafter we have taken the evolution of the Indian venture capital as well as global venture capital. Now this chapter particularly is to understand what could be the and what is existing, the structure of venture capital funds. And to understand this, we have to understand first the venture capital working, structure of venture capital fund, investment condition and restrictions, placement memorandum for the subscription, how exactly it happens, then taxation and venture capital funds as compared to the non-banking financial corporations. You all are aware that the venture capital is the term which is coined by the capital which is required by the entrepreneur or the venture into something new which one will be promising and unconventional. So the investing in budding company has always been a risky proposition that everybody understood. So the risk of the business when it fails is more, and the apprehension of altogether new project which is clicking towards the weight down and the small entrepreneurs to get the startup funds is a very difficult. So the venture capitalist or the angel investors come to the forefront with their appetite for risk and willingness to fund these ventures. The working of the venture capital is very interesting. In this case, venture capital funding, the funds are pulled in. Funds are pulled in for the period of around 10 years, long term, and investing into the venture capital undertaking for the period of 3 to 5 years. Just I repeat, investment happens for 10 years. And same funds will be further invested for 3 to 5 years. It means the basic 3 to 5 years will be required for the venture capital to understand and take a call for the investment. Therefore, to protect the funds, the investor against the risk of losses, venture capital fund provide its expertise, undertake the advisory functions also, and also invest in the patient capital for undertaking the equities. This financing is becoming popular source of funding in many countries and served as a very lucrative bet to create a similar industry in India as well. Regulation in India have left so many ambiguities. Though the laws are not complex, they do not lay down a clear-cut laws for the interpretation and the discussion. Corpus funds, when it is created in a specified manner, to be invested in the manner specified in regulations, are not clear. This means any activity beyond the periphery of what is laid in the character is prohibited. What is laid is prohibited. A venture capital fund can be created in the form of either trust, company, or body corporate. This venture capital fund is segregated into the schemes which the funds are invested. Now the schemes are there. So scheme relates to investing the money into venture capital undertaking as defined under the regulation. So a venture capital raises the money from the investor in the form of units to be invested in the scheme which were floated by the other companies. There are certain restrictions and prohibition on raising the investment of the funds by the venture capital funds. From the above laid down structure, whatever we have discussed, some key features of the venture capital fund have emerged. And these are: the venture capital fund, they should raise the funds in the form of units. Now, what is this unit? Units are nothing but the beneficial interest of the investor in the scheme or funds floated by a trust or issued by the company, including the body corporate. That is called units. So these funds can be raised from the Indian, foreign, as well as the non-resident investor by way of issuance of units. Public offers for inviting the subscription or purchase of units from the public is prohibited. It is not required to be publicized. This entails two things. One, the units are of the beneficial interest of the investor, and that the venture capital fund holds only legal interest. Second one, that venture capital fund is a channel of investing in the investor's money into various different schemes with other companies. Regulation have laid down the core substance of the venture capital funds. These venture capital regulations constituted in the form of trust or company, including the body corporate, but all they have vested with the beneficial interest in the hands of the investor. Legal interest in the hands of the investor and legal interest in the hands of managers of the funds. Okay? One by one. In case of trust, which is in the form of venture capital fund, it is evident that funds which are pooled are held by the trustee of the trust, and that they have only legal interest in the raised funds. They have nothing to do. They have pooled the funds. They have legal interest because they have pooled the funds. And these funds which are raised, there is no confusion. Only legal. Okay. Now, in case of company or body corporate, company holds legal interest in the pooled funds. And unlike company, funds which are raised scheme specific, it cannot be used by the company in other manner for any other purpose, and that the unit holders are the beneficiaries, reducing their status of the company for having no fiduciary interest in funds. Okay? Now, having understood the source of funds, let us understand the investment condition. At what conditions these securities can be offered and investment can be received. Alternative investment funds regulations issued by the SEBI, that is Securities and Exchange Board of India, for the purpose of working of venture capital funds. The VCF fund, that is venture capital funds, defined under regulation as an alternative investment fund, and that invests primarily in unlisted securities of the startup or early stage venture capital undertaking, mainly involved in the new product and services, technology or intellectual property right, or new business models. This venture capital fund can solicit or raise the funds only through the private placement, and no publicity should be made. It may launch the scheme subject to filing of the placement memorandum, which with the SEBI, and each scheme is required to have the minimum corpus of 200 million, that is 2.9 million US dollar. Investment in venture capital fund is subject to some of the conditions as per the SEBI guidelines. Alternative investment SEBI guidelines. The venture capital fund cannot receipt the investment less than rupees 10 million. Everything should be more than 10 million. And in case investor is an employee or a director of the venture capital fund or the manager of venture capital fund, the minimum investment should be 2.5 million rupees. Manager or sponsor, if he is required to have the continuity interest in the venture capital fund of not less than 2.5% of the corpus of or rupees 50 million, whichever is lower, such a interest cannot be through the waiver of management fee. Manager or sponsor has to disclose their investment in the venture capital fund to the investors. A scheme of venture capital fund cannot have more than 1,000 investors. The minimum tenure of venture capital fund is 3 years. Extension may be granted up to 2 years, and that is subject to approval by the 2/3 majority of the unit holders by value of the investment. And finally, the venture capital fund should close ended only, not open ended. Now, foreign investment in venture capital funds. Foreign investment into venture capital funds are permitted under the automatic route. No need to go to the Reserve Bank or SEBI for receiving the funds for their prior approval. However, downstream investment by the venture capital fund will be considered as a foreign investment if either the sponsor or manager is not Indian or owned and controlled. The extent of the foreign investment in the corpus of the venture capital fund will not be factored to determine whether the downstream investment of the venture capital fund concern is a foreign investment is there or not. Venture capital fund should consider some of the key conditions while making the investment. First one, it can invest in the overseas security and subject to the guidelines issued by the SEBI and Reserve Bank of India. That may be an overseas investment. It cannot invest more than 25% of the investable funds, that is corpus of their net estimated expenditure of the administration of the venture capital fund, in one investee company. It cannot invest in associate companies without prior approval of 75% of the investors by value of their investment. It should invest at least 2/3 of the investable funds in unlisted equity. Okay. Or in a companies which are listed on a small and medium sized enterprises, exchange, or SME segment for the exchange. Next regulation for the investment of the venture capital is it cannot invest more than 1/3 of the investable funds into the some of the companies, that is subscription of initial public offer, that is IPO of the venture capital undertaking. Debt or debt instruments of the venture capital undertaking in which venture capital fund has already made an investment by way of equity. They cannot invest there. And the preferential allotment of the equity shares or equity linked instruments of listed company subject to lock-in period of at least 1 year. Equity shares of the equity linked instruments of financially weak companies or industrial weak or sick industrial company whose shares are listed, they should not be invested into that. And special purpose vehicle created by the venture capital fund for the purpose of facilitating the investment is mandatory. Overseas investment by venture capital funds. Venture capital funds can invest in equity shares of equity-linked insurance, in equity-linked instruments with the overall limit of $500 million. Only of offshore venture capital undertaking who have an Indian connection and whose shares are not listed on any of the recognized stock exchanges in India or abroad. Okay? I repeat, the investment by the venture capital fund is to the extent of $500 million maximum only of the offshore venture capital. Okay? Venture capital undertaking which having the Indian connection but shares of which are not listed on either Indian stock exchange or foreign stock exchange. Okay, then overseas investment will require prior approval of SEBI and the investment cannot exceed 25% of the investable funds of the scheme of venture capital fund. These venture capital funds cannot invest in a joint venture or wholly owned subsidiary while making the overseas investment. Having understood and permissible this law for the investment overseas by the venture capital, now let us understand certain things relating to the document, and prime document is a placement memorandum. Prime document is placement memorandum. What is this placement memorandum? It is also called as PPM, private placement memorandum. Okay, private placement memorandum is a disclosure document. Is a disclosure document that is given to the investor for the investment consideration. This is formulated by the company who receives the investment. Okay. This PPM is known and it highlights such a terms and condition of their offer for the investment, which consists of the price of the security, then detail management, detail about the management, tax implication, and many other regulatory disclosures. Public offering. Private placement memorandum is used for private offering and not it is a public offering. So the investor in private placement memorandum can vary from accredited investors to non-accredited investors, venture capital, private equity and many types. So the private placement memorandum is the most popular disclosure document which is used to raise the capital worldwide. The types of private placement memorandums are, there are many types depending upon the placement memorandum. So the types of offering will be determining the specific nature of private placement memorandum. Two main private placement offering memorandums documents used throughout the world are an equity private placement or debt private placement. Equity or debt, these are the two PPMs are largely in circulation worldwide. What is this equity? Equity is an offering. A company will sell an ownership stake to the investor. And the most common type of equity is a private placement memorandum, is one that sells the shares or stock of the company. Limited liability company, that is LLC, or limited liability partnership firm, that is LP or LLP, they can sell the units or limits partnership interest in the company. Some of the issue sweeteners like preferred shares or preferred stock. That is about equity. Now about the debt. Debt is nothing but it is a loan. In a debt offering, company will sell the securities such as bond or note. In a debt private placement memorandum, company will detail the securities being sold, such as the interest rate, maturity date, and other terms and conditions of the notes or the bonds. In other type of the debt issuance offering memorandum, a company might offer a convertible bond or convertible notes also. In this type of transaction, the debt securities will convert to equity at the predetermined date. Rule is that in addition to debt or equity, there are various national and some cases international rules that apply to each private placement memorandum. Now, there are certain sections which are considered to be very important as far as a private placement memorandum is concerned. One by one, briefly, we will understand that what it is. One is it starts with private preference memorandum is nothing but it is an agreement type memorandum. The first point is an executive summary, the content of which is summarized in a small para. That is executive summary. It may be 2 pages summary of maximum of the business plan. Then jurisdictional legends. Jurisdictional legends are specific country and specific state regulations which are governing the sale of security in each jurisdiction. If the company is raising the capital worldwide, they will use the international legend that are the country specific. And each country has their own rules regarding the flow of capital from the outside investors and the local investors. Term of offering, which includes the offering term, sections will be stock or the share price or bond or note price, investor requirement, use of proceeds, some risk factors, and there are so many other factors. And these terms of the offering are the main component of the private placement memorandum. Another point is the investor suitability. Investor suitability section of the private placement memorandum will deal with the investor standard. And next one will be the risk factor, the risk of investment or risk in the deal with the pertinent to the risk of the business. This is included the risk factors, and that would be industry specific. That would be industry-specific risk that could materially affect the business. at micro and macro risk towards the company, which includes the competitors, factors outside the control of the company, and as per the and also some of the natural disasters and the recessions and so on. The management team. This management team, this shows the team's skill, including the CEO, the support staff, and the possibly even the board of directors or an advisory board. Now, coming down to understand the use of proceeds. The use of proceeds section in the PPM is a one page more than the details where the company plans to spending the capital that are rising. Tax implication. Tax implication is also important because of the details required to be, because of which details are required to be covered under PPM. Subscription agreement. This subscription agreement is synopsis of the terms of the entire private placement memorandum and acts as the contract between issuing company and the investor. The agreement will outline the terms of offering and the securities which are being sold, such as the bonds, note, stocks, share, warrants, and convertible securities. Exhibits, one of the final section of the private placement memorandum is the exhibit, which ancillary data which is related to the business of the company or the securities are being sold is worked out in that exhibit. Then considering securities law. Company selling the securities after the receipt of investment wants to ensure to the investor that they do not break any law when approaching to the investors and also exempt from the registration requirement. In PPM, PPM should contain all the noted data, including financial projections, past financial performance, and of course, the risk factor of the business and the industry. Now, when we talk about the risk factor, it is nothing but the information that will not scare away the experienced investor who are most likely well aware of such a language that is being placed in the private placement memorandum. Important thing is to make sure that the company is in compliance with securities law and the regulation when it is raising the capital. Another aspect is taxation. From taxation point of view, from Indian Tax Act, this tax section, that is 1023FA and 1023FB, okay, and F, they clearly states that the income of venture capital fund received in the form of a dividend or long-term capital gain from any venture capital undertaking will not form a part of the total income of the venture capital fund for taxability purpose as well. Section 115U of the Income Tax Act specify that income which is received from the investment made in any venture capital fund shall be chargeable to the income tax in the hands of investor. Now see, investors are venture capitalists who invest in the venture capital, and this venture capital is invested into another undertaking. So income which is earned by this venture capital, that is not taxable. Actually, it is earned by this D. But what they are doing, they are passing it on to venture capitalist, investor in the venture capital. Okay? This means that the venture capital fund or company enjoys the pass-through status of the taxes on the income earned by way of investment in the venture capital undertaking. They are only appropriating the allocating the funds for which they receive the managerial fee. The last item is venture capital fund vis-a-vis the NBFC, non-banking financial corporation. NBFCs are defined under Reserve Bank of India Act, Chapter 3B, Section 45IF, non-banking financial company. It means a non-banking financial institutions, which is a company and which has as its principal business receiving of the deposit under any scheme of the arrangement or in any other manner or lending in any manner. The definition of the deposit includes receipt of money by way of the deposit or loan or in any other form, but does not include the amount which is raised by the way of share capital. So, considering these definitions, it is clear that venture capital fund is not an NBFC. Also, venture capital funds regulations have in a very clear-cut way defined how venture capital could raise the money and make the investment. Besides this, NBFCs under Section 45A and other sections are not applicable to venture capital funds. Friends, thank you very much for this chapter 2.